Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the Wednesday of the second week of Easter. Second week, not after Easter, the second week of Easter. We really take this time to rejoice. We take this time to ponder what Jesus has done for us and the life eternal that he has offered us and given us. Brothers and sisters, I just want us to not think of Easter as something that happened thousands of years ago, but a feast that continues even today in our own lives. Different only in the sense that we can't see him. We can't see how his tomb was emptied. We can't see any of that. But that's what happened. He rose from the dead so that you and I might live forever with him in heaven. This is a time to celebrate, yes, but it's also a time to say to myself, each of us, what is it that I do that's wrong? And I do it, it's a habit. I want to offer this to the Lord and ask him to change my heart, that I can overcome this fault, that I can overcome this sin. Now, there are all kinds of things, ways we make mistakes, but I'm talking about sin. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart wide to the Lord. He wants to come more deeply into your life. Every one of you, every one of us, because he loves us. The entrance prayer today says this: as we recall year by year the mysteries by which, through the restoration of its original dignity, human nature has received the hope of rising again, we earnestly beseech your mercy, Lord, that what we celebrate in faith we may possess in unending love. That's what I pray for. Pray it every day. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. I've said this before, but I really do. I'm praying that I will get to heaven, but I'm also praying for all of you that you too may come to heaven. Confess anything that you've had going in your life for years, a habit, a pattern that needs to change, whatever it is. This is the time to throw all your hope in the grace of the resurrection. Turn away from any evil. Follow him. Please follow him. And the first reading for today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 17 to 26. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, now think of that, the middle of the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, God, go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life. When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. And when the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, we found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside. When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. So they want to get rid of them, but they can't. God's ways are far beyond man's ways. Psalm 34 tells us the Lord hears the cry of the poor. And there are many of us who are poor. I'm not talking so much about money, although money is a factor, definitely. But lack of faith, a lack of hope, a lack of love. Brothers and sisters, we want to see him loved, where we will dwell forever if we do. We will dwell with him in heaven. God wants that for you and for me. And it doesn't matter, in a sense, it doesn't matter if we say 10 rosaries a day. What matters is, do we do it with faith? It might be better to say 2 rosaries a day or 1 rosary a day than just to rattle off the words. Don't do that. It's not the amount. It's your heart. Are you loving God? Are you praising him? Are you thanking him day in and day out because of what he has done for us? We are poor in many ways, and the Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Look to him, that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. At Psalm 34, when the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. That is fear, which means reverence him, and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. I don't want to be even an inch away from him. I call upon him many times a day. I ask him what he wants, and then I listen sometimes for days, and then I get an answer. Brothers and sisters, trust him, wait upon him, come to him daily, give him time. If you have no time for God, you're too busy. We might have a day or a week like that, but not infinitum. We do not. So what we want to do, brothers and sisters, is really give the Lord his right place. Put him first, and everything will follow. He hears the cry of the poor. He hears the lives of the neglected or the sick. Whatever the case may be, he hears it and he knows it. Come to him. Come to him. Get good doctors, yes, but come to him first. Ask him for help. Ask him in the middle of it. Ask him when your medicine's done whatever they could do. Ask him. The Lord loves you. We'll see how he answers you. And then we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. God so loved the world, that's you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned. Note that again. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. You can have a day here or there. You can have doubts. But then come to the Lord and just say, Lord, I'm sorry. You will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the Holy Begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light. We hide things. We turn a blind eye. And we continue now with the Gospel of John. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. We want to walk in the light, brothers and sisters, not hiding. You might hold something in your heart for a few days until you can see this person or that person. That's fine. But don't just keep it indefinitely in your heart. The Lord loves you. He loves you. And he wants you more and more to belong to him. He wants you to draw closer. Sometimes, every once in a while, God might just say one word in your own heart. And you say, where did that come from? That's not me. Just a word. But it gives you direction. That doesn't happen very often. And it's not necessarily a sign of goodness. But brothers and sisters, we want to walk in the light of the Lord. Let me read this again. Whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. No lying, no lying, no fighting. We want, brothers and sisters, to be signs of God's presence, to live in the light of Christ. That doesn't mean we have to be terribly pious or anything like that. Just be good. Put God first, and then your neighbor, your wife, your husband, your children, your loved ones, and then you. And God will abundantly bless you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And we know that, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia. We want to be with him, don't we? Where all tears will be wiped away. There'll be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. Open your heart more to the Lord today. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.